Sometimes there was no other word to describe my life besides absurd. It's a good word, actually. It rolled off the tongue easily. Sounded better when you said it aloud than when you heard it in your mind. And sometimes, in the middle of a situation where you're outside of your own body, looking at events taking place around you, it just fits so well. That was the word that popped into my mind that sweltering Saturday morning in March. I sat in the front row of an outdoor amphitheater at a local park watching two grown men in full medieval-style armor hack at each other with long swords. The reflection of the slanted morning sunlight glinted off the metal and stung my eyes as they faced off against each other. The shorter man was Doug, the guy I'd been seeing for the past few months. The tabard draped over his breastplate was brilliant scarlet trimmed with gold. The other man was taller, and though his head was hidden beneath a metal helmet and visor, I knew him to be William Drake.
"Huzzah, Sir William, you can do it!" Shannon called.
She was one of a group of women I like to refer to as his fangirls. William seemed to have obliviously acquired his own little collection, and they alternated between trying to date him and trying to mother him, almost always failing on both counts. However, he didn't seem to show much interest in the women in the group, no matter how many times they threw themselves at him. I could see why they did it, though. He was, in fact, almost too handsome to be real. Tall and strong, with dark hair, a square jaw, and excellent bone structure. His features were marred only by a tiny scar across his chin, which only lent ruggedness to his beauty. Armor clanked as swords crashed against each other with surprising speed. These weren't padded or wooden swords, the typical weapons of choice for medieval battle reenactments. No, this was the real deal. The rules of historical medieval recreation combat, as the formal organization was called, required real but blunted weapons. The injuries, however, could be all too real. Given the way Doug's left shoulder sagged where William savaged it in the first bout, I was certain he was feeling just how real it was. Currently, Doug was down by one, and they were fighting the second bout out of three now. I looked on with only mild interest. I had no dog in this fight. Well, no, that wasn't exactly correct. I had one dog in this fight, Doug. I wanted him to win so that when I broke up with him later today, it wouldn't be as big a blow to his already enormous ego. Clang! William's weapon landed on Doug's armor, followed by a series of aggressive blows. He appeared to be overwhelming Doug, who clearly had not expected him to be this good. Actually, Doug had said as much to me this morning before the duel. He even laughed and made some disparaging remarks about the competition.
"Who could barely be called that?"
he'd sneered. Doug was an ass sometimes. But that was only part of the reason I was done with him. The winds had changed, and I had that familiar aching feeling that I needed to cut ties and move on. It was my fate to never be tied down, especially by a mediocre relationship. Behind me, another group of people also cheered for William. They were friends of mine as well, and most definitely not fangirls. Mia, one of my best friends, was whooping and hollering over the crowd, and Alejandra, my roommate, had started a chant while clapping in rhythm, "Sir William! Sir William!" I inhaled a breath and let it go. It would serve Doug right to learn some humility at William's hands. But I couldn't really break up with him on the same day he'd been defeated in a battle, could I? What would a medieval lady do? Thank goodness I'd never actually know the answer to that question. Being a woman of the 21st century, I had a lot more choices than that proverbial medieval lady. Doug straightened after being driven back by William's blows and began swinging his good arm wildly, causing William to retreat. He cut in at the waist, and when William went to block with his buckler, Doug smashed his own buckler onto William's helmeted face. A perfectly legal move, if an assholish one. Doug was clearly pissed that not only had the easy competition wounded him in the shoulder, he'd also won the first bout. In minutes, the second bout was over, Doug declared the winner by the judge. It was a tie, with one bout to go. The first combatant to score three hits on his opponent would be declared the winner of the final bout and thus the entire duel.